Good afternoon and welcome to this week's pod and the very last pod of 2020 for Boohoo. It's Christmas! It's almost upon us, just a week and a bit to go, and the big guy will be turning up, I'm sure, as long as you are on the good list. And I saw Santa on Saturday morning, and originally he said I wasn't on the good list, but by the end of Breakfast with Santa, he said I was. So I'm very pleased, and thank you to everybody who came along, and a massive thank you to Mel and the team on the PTFA for giving up their Saturday morning and just putting on what was an amazing morning. It was lovely. The children were there having the most fantastic, decadent breakfasts of pancakes and waffles with chocolate and marshmallows. And Father Christmas was there spreading his festive cheer with the Christmas music on the go. Lots of Christmas colouring in. It was absolutely fantastic, as was the staff panto on Friday afternoon. I'm sure you've heard all about it and seen the photos. I just want to say a massive thank you to all the staff who threw themselves into that. It's daunting. You wouldn't believe it, would you? You know, we stand up in front of the children all day long, but stood on the stage like that and delivering a panto is a whole different ball game. I want to say a massive thank you to Mrs. Edmonton, who adapted and created that amazing script, to Mrs. Williams, who created a load of the props, and just to all the staff, everybody who put themselves out of their comfort zones to put on what was an amazing afternoon for our children. And I'm sure that'll be one to remember for the ages, won't it? But I tell you what, we're going to do it again next year. We enjoyed it so much. There was so much positive energy amongst us backstage. It was great fun. And I tell you what, right, I am a very attractive lady. I might be even more attractive as a lady as I am as a man. So there's some food for thought for me, and maybe I need to extend what I do on a Friday night. The goats have arrived. They are, honestly, all four of them are absolutely amazing. And you can see after the weekend, they've really sort of settled well. The children get the opportunity to meet the goats this week. Don't you worry about that. Mr. Benson and Mrs. McGowan have been working, and Mrs. Bennett working their socks off, getting the paving down. It's been quite a job, a bigger job than we anticipated, but they've done a great job. Look, this is what we're going to do with the goats. Thank you to the companies again for sponsoring. They are absolutely amazing, all of them. And obviously to our amazing PTFA too, who put money towards and paid for the stable. So again, just want to say a massive thank you to Caremark, Medway Funeral Directors, First Bus Stop Limited, Unity Care Solutions, AADAR Services, Laser 13 Services, the Cotswold Retreat, and Fawns of Rayleigh, who have paid towards our amazing goats. And what they've done is they have suggested some names for our goats. I'm going to put this into a form, and we're going to allow you guys at home to vote for your favourite names. And then by the end of the week, we'll have a naming ceremony, and all four goats will be named. We've got two boy names and two girls' names. We're waiting for a couple of names back, but these are the ones for you to choose from first. So boys' names, we've got Top Hat, we've got Reggie, Bartleby, Monet, Pikachu and Dodger. And girls' names, we've got Tails, Regina, Snow White, Pandora, Swifty and Nancy. And also, so somebody's also Gary as well, Gary the goat. So you're going to be able to vote on those in order to name them by the end of the week. The second thing about the goats is we want to offer a goat adoption program. Like, you know, you get at the zoo. So we've come up with a goat adoption pack for you. So what you're going to get is you're going to get a knitted goat toy. You're going to get a photo of the person who sponsored the goat and their goat. You're going to get a adoption certificate, as well as a birthday card when it's the person's birthday, and the opportunity to feed the goat. This is £30, but we're doing an early bird offer. So for this week only, so up until Friday at 3 p.m, you can book in your adoption for £25. You'll also get your name and probably picture on the back of this stable as well. And this, the adoption pack lasts for a whole year. The adoption packs will be ready to go mid-January. I have got a crew of people knitting the goats as we speak. It's an amazing pack. So if you want to adopt a goat, you can. It's £25 and that can be booked on Arbor. And that is the early bird offer. After this Friday, it's going to be £30. I just want to say a massive thank you to Miss Keats. She's been doing the clipper every single fortnight for the last year or so. And she's done her last one. We're now moving it to Facebook and Instagram. I think we're also going to get a school TikTok. We're moving with the times here at Shears Green. And I realise we digest information differently. So we're going to do things different moving forwards. So Miss Keat will be moving that to Facebook and Instagram, and we'll have more information for you in the new year, which is when the new clubs go live. So clubs go live on the 6th of January at 8 p.m. via Arbor 2. And don't forget the changing times to the start and the end of the day. So all school opens at 25 past 8. The gates are going to open for the children to come in. From 8:30 onwards, the children can get into school, and they need to be behind desks by 8:40. And don't forget, the end time is moving to 3:10 for everybody. Check your videos, check that WhatsApp group. That's the place to be. I've put the videos of all of the new collection points, and I will share them out again, but I'm not going to do it now because it's for Christmas stuff. I'll do it at the beginning of the new year, before we come back to school. And don't forget, school restarts on Tuesday the 7th of January, so there's no school on Monday the 6th of January. We're here for a training day, but the children come back Tuesday the 7th of Jan. Christmas concerts going on this week every afternoon, starts at 2:30, gates open at 2:15, so it's year three today, but you'd be here by the time this gets sent out. You would actually seen it. It'd be amazing, I'm sure. Year four is Tuesday, year six Wednesday, year five on Thursday. And Mrs. Ellingson and myself had the pleasure, the privilege, to go over to the Owls preschool today, and we saw their nativity. And I tell you what, that's what makes Christmas Christmas, we realise. It's that magical feeling there. Oh my gosh, what a great age, honestly. It was just magical. Brilliant. Yeah, absolutely brilliant. So thank you to all of our friends at the Owls for inviting us over. So Friday, last day of term, class parties. Children can come in wearing Christmas jumpers with their normal school uniform if they wish. We've got open classroom from 2 p.m. So gates are opening at 2 p.m. Christmas fair starts at 2:30, and we can have a little early finish, can't we? Once we've been around the Christmas fair, spent some pennies, yeah, we can have a cheeky finish to the year and go off and embrace all of those Christmas festivities. So with the pod, I'm going to share the child-centred policing newsletter. Lots of stuff on that, including Safer Internet Day. And I'm going to talk about that next year. But just to sow a seed in your mind, now there was a program on Channel 4 hosted by Matt Willis and his wife Emma Willis, and it's all about children's use of devices. Wow, it's an eye-opener. I'm going to show you the link, because actually I think as a parent, and I'm talking parent to parent now, as a parent I would suggest you watch it. And I'm going to suggest we have a digital detox week in February, and I'll give you more details about that in the new year. But please, if you've got a couple of hours, and I know time is precious, just watch it, because as a parent, I'm not talking to you from as a head teacher now, I'm talking to you as a parent, you need to watch it. And as a parent, I'm going to share this story with you really quickly. I've got an email from my son. So my son Joseph is in year 9, not at this, at any local schools, at a school over near us in near Seven Oaks. And I get an email saying that he has smashed the screen of a computer in the ICT suite as he was mucking around in his lessons. You know what I say? I always say to parents, never say that your child wouldn't do something, because they will surprise you. And he surprised me on this one. He's mucking around in class, throwing a bottle between him and his mate. Another one of his mates grabbed the bottle, lobbed it, and it smashed the screen. Now, he might not have thrown the bottle at the screen, but because he was doing it as part of it, he has paid part of that screen being smashed. He goes, but I didn't do it. But I said, had you not, if you weren't throwing a bottle, would that screen have got broken? He goes, no. I said, well, there you go. My point's proven, mate. £600 that screen's worth. So I'm currently waiting for the school to phone me. I've got a phone call at 4 p.m. this afternoon to find out his fate. But you believe you me, we were not impressed at home. And he will be, if I've got to pay the £200, he will be paying it back. But there you go. Never say that your child wouldn't do anything because they always surprise you. Well, that's it. Look, we finished Friday. We all earned an amazing Christmas, and you lot deserve a massive Christmas, an amazing Christmas. I just want to say thank you for all of your support, as always. It's great having you all on board. Have an amazing festive period, a happy new year, and we will see you on the other side. And I leave you in the capable hands of Mrs. Nicholson with the very last oracy challenge of the term.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Nicholson again. As Christmas is coming up, the question I'd like you to discuss this week with your children is, what would you like to do more of as a family? Now, knowing that you're going to be spending some time, extra time with your children over the holiday, it might be a good one for them to think about what they would like more of, maybe what you would like more of, to make it an even happier environment than I'm sure it already is. Anyway, have a lovely Christmas, everybody, and I'll speak to you again in the new year.